seated. Amen. I tell you what we're going to do tonight. We're going to do it different. We're not going to have any music. Pray that you understand what I'm getting ready to teach tonight. You might even want to take notes on what I'm going to say tonight, because you don't see many people preaching or teaching on this subject, all right? So in 1 Corinthians 3, if you would, and also 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians 3 and 2 Corinthians 5, and then we'll take up our mission offering later on, if we could, and then get as much in there as you can. Amen. Well, let me say this, that there is going to be a judgment, and you're saved tonight. Don't ever think you've got away with nothing.
Amen.
Because we are going to be judged. Mostly, our judgment is wrong. And your motive is going to be judged. God knows your motive. God knows my motive for preaching tonight. Which is Jesus Christ. Now, some people, do you ever hear somebody say, they'll say like John Hagee ministry? Wrong foundation.
Amen.
Some people have built these big old churches upon men. Wrong foundation. And they're going to be judged to what? The foundation was that they laid. Now, I'm going to teach something. Y'all stay with me. Look at verse 12. Now, if any man build upon the foundation of gold and silver and precious stones, hay, wood, and stubble, Now, watch this, verse 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest. That means revealed. He said this, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. That's the motive. Then, verse 14, if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now look at 2 Corinthians. Keep your place there, though. We're going to go back there. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, again, I'm trying to teach on this subject tonight. Look at verse 10. He said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Talking about all of us saved.
Amen.
Paul said to all of us, he's writing to a church there at Corinth. He's writing to saved people. He said, we all shall stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Now watch, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also that our made manifest in your conscience. Now, let me say this. He said, knowing God, I try to persuade men. I'm going to try to persuade you tonight to do right, because you are going to stand before God tonight.
Amen.
You are going to stand before a holy God, and you will be judged. Now, number one, it's the righteous that will stand at the judgment seat of God. It is for the righteous to stand at the judgment seat, and we'll teach later on the white throne judgment. That's for the lost man. This is talking about righteous men will stand and give an answer. In Romans 14:12, it said every man must give an account of himself. Amen. And so every man will stand before God and give an account. Every righteous man is going to give account for the work that he's done and the foundation that he's built upon and his motive about what he did as he built upon. And so the righteous stands there, okay? Now, number two, It'll be a day of regret. It'll be a day of regret. There'll be a lot of regrets at the judgment seat of Christ. There'll be people here tonight, you'll regret that you didn't do something for God. You'll regret that you didn't live better. Yeah, you'll regret that you didn't do what right by God. You'll regret that you wasn't faithful. You'll regret that your motives were wrong. Amen. Amen. You better watch it. God's going to judge your motive. Do you know some people in church does things for the wrong motive?
Right.
Motive is all wrong. Amen. I want your motive to be right. Do you know some people sing and play for the wrong motive? Their motive is to get somebody to pat them on the back.
Yeah.
I tell them how good they are. You know what? You know what that is? We're going to talk about it. It's a bunch of hay, wood, and stubble.
Right.
You know, he said them kind of people have, they have their reward.
Amen.
That's the only reward they got. It's that little pat on the back.
Right, right.
But he said, listen, if you do it the right way, I got a better reward for you when you get to heaven. And so you better watch your motive about what you're doing. Your motive better be right. You understand tonight? Because it's going to be a day for the righteous. It's going to be a day of regret. We're going to get into teaching here in a minute now. Number three, it's going to be a day of reward. It'll be a day that everybody gets rewarded, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Amen. Now, some people might be, hey, I'm telling you, hey, he said even the bad's going to be rewarded. Now, I realize some people's rewarded in this lifetime. But some people's going to be rewarded over there for their bad. I don't know what's up ahead for that. I don't know all about the judgment seat of Christ. But I do know this. It will be a day of reward, whether it's good, whether it's bad. It's going to be a day of regret. And it's going to be for one people, the righteous people. Amen. Now, let me show you tonight the teaching of this text, what I believe that this text teaches about this particular subject. Amen. Now, number one, look what he says in verse number 12. He says, now if any man build upon the foundation, number one, gold. All right, now, let me say this. Gold speaks of purity. I believe people will be rewarded for living right. Gold speaks of purity, always in the Bible. I want to be, not only does white speak of purity, but gold speaks of something that is real. Amen. 100% gold. I want to stand before God in purity. I want to stand before God and say I did live right as I could. I did do the best I could. I want God to look down at me and say, you know what? You was gold in my sight. You lived a pure life. Amen. I was thinking about me and Brother Ron was talking about how these people live. And I don't mean this degrading him. I don't mean, don't you? If you take this wrong, it's your fault. But I went in Billy Mitchell's house, and he had a couch there, looked like it was about 1968. He's got carpet like this in his house, and he's got this got an old plain old coffee table, you understand? And he's got a little coffee table there. He's got a Norge refrigerator. I ain't seen a Norge refrigerator in years. You hear what I'm saying? And I thought, my goodness, boy. I said, man, what are you doing out here, Billy? Don't have no tent. He said, we just read the Word of God.
Yeah.
Now, listen, it ain't reward day for him yet.
Yeah.
I might just be getting mine here. He'll get his over there. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, that's gold to God. Somebody will sell out like that. Hey, we was at Claude Wilson's one time. I said, I asked Claude Wilson. I said, didn't have no. I said, you don't have no television? No. I said, what do you do? He said, we read the Word of God. I said, well, you got a radio? I said, want to hear about something that happened at that time? He said, no, we don't listen to one of them either. I said, what the God you do up in these mountains up in Virginia? He said, we read the Word of God. And then when we get tired of that, we read it again. Amen. That might sound bad, but you realize he might just be gold to God.
Yes,
hey, his reward ain't yet. But one day when he stands before God, he said that kind of thing is going to stick and God is going to reward him. Did you hear me? God is going to reward him. He's gold in the eyes of God.
Amen.
You know what some people are? You're fake metal.
Yeah.
You ain't nothing but aluminum. You ain't pure. You're Now the Bible says, blessed is the man that is pure in heart. Did you ever read that? Amen. God likes something that's pure. Amen. I'll tell you, it is amazing how people, I mean, it just amazes me. I said, Brother Billy Mitchell looks like somebody that jumped out of Sears Roebuck catalog about 1972. He's got y'all's old hair. I said, there's them boots Mitchell wears. He wears them boots and zip up on the side. They quit wearing them, I know, 25 years ago. And I said, I'm going to get me a pair of them. Just do it. And I put them things on and zipped them up here and got the laughing out of me. And we was down there and Billy's telling me, Eric, I believe. I said, man, that's a nice suit you got on, Billy. He said, yeah, a guy bought that for me in 73. Now, I tell you, he was wearing a suit from 1973. You know, he's just worried about one thing, staying pure before God and his mind, all that corrupt with the world. And hey, you understand what I'm saying? Do you realize, hey, you are going to be judged by how pure you live at the judgment seat of Christ?
Yeah.
Number two, silver. You know what silver speaks of? It speaks of something of a value. Did you hear, like, silver speaks of money. You understand? It always in the Bible. I know in one place it is redemption, but I'm saying as far as in this text, it is that of something that is of value. You know what? Some people are saved, but they ain't much value to God. I want God to say at the judgment seat of Christ, I'll tell you one thing, you've been pure. I'll tell you another thing, you was also awful valuable to me while you was down there. Amen. You know what the Bible says? You're the salt of the world. That's what the salt of the earth. But you know what also he said? He said if salt loses its savor, you know what he said? It's good for it. Good for nothing. You know what some people are to God? Good for nothing. They don't never do nothing for God but come to church. They don't never try to win nobody to the Lord. Do you understand? You are going to stand before your mighty God. Hey, you won't be able to stand and say, now listen, they didn't have no visitation day. Every day ought to be visitation day. Hey, some people think you only win God on Thursdays and Saturdays. I'm getting to a point here. I tell you, you're just no good to God, are you? Are you any value to God tonight? Could God use you to do anything? Hey, you know, I'm telling you, some people don't know anything where God can use them. You understand? They're about spiritually retarded. They don't know anything to God. And you know what they are to God? They're a big zero. You understand what I'm saying? Some people plop down on the pew and that's all they're good for. Just good for nothing. It's like every dog I ever got. If I ever got a hunt dog, you know what Linda did to them? Made them good for nothing. I ain't kidding you. She laid carpet out one time. Some old carpet we had around that dog house. Make it feel good on her feet. And Noah Broughton heard that and said, went hunting with my dogs and said, run down to there. And said, that dog was going, ouch, ooh, ooh, ouch, ooh. But you know what she done with them dogs? Let me tell you what she done with them dogs. She made them good for nothing. Amen. They was a dog. That's all you can say, just a dog. Some people know what they are. Good for nothing. I go in churches, people 55, 60 years old, never done nothing for God, still don't carry a Bible to church.
Amen. Amen.
Somewhere. They don't never carry a Bible to church. Hey, you never see them do anything spiritual. Hey, you know what they are? They're good for nothing. Amen. They're good to the world, but they're not valuable. They're not valuable to God. They're not gold. They're not silver. And I want to be something valuable to God. You understand tonight? Hey, you hear me tonight? I want to be something to God. You say, what's that gold? That means purity. That's somebody that lives right. You'll be rewarded for that. But not only that, you'll be rewarded because you did something for God. You are of a value to God.
Yes, you
did. Precious stones. You say, what's that? That's them new ones of the Lord. Stone speaks of souls. They're precious stones to God. Does anybody? Some of you wouldn't have enough stones to make up a little bracelet. Let's see how the quiet's got in here. Some people never want nobody. You don't even have a stone tonight. You're not going to be royal because you never want anybody to the Lord. Now, the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. That's what the Bible says. He said, he that goeth forth and bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again. I tell you, it is right to win souls. Did you hear me? Do you have any precious stones tonight? When you get up there, are you going to be rewarded for winning somebody to the Lord? Some couldn't make a little tiny earring in an ear. They ain't got one of them. They ain't gonna have no gold. They ain't gonna have no silver. They ain't gonna have no precious stones. I'm glad I've got a few precious stones. I'm glad I've won a few people to the Lord. I'm glad I've seen a few people get saved. I'm glad I've won some on visitation before. I'm glad I got a few precious stones. When are you gonna get you some precious stones? You say, what I need to do, get you some of them tracts. Call somebody up, say, I want to go visit it. Hey, tell somebody about God. Ask them if they've ever been saved. You ever do that? Hey, you know what that is? That's precious stones to God. And I believe it's going to be rewarded, don't you?
Amen.
I ain't getting off of this. You ought to be a value to God. Right. You ought to be a value to God. You ought to be some silver to God. Hey, man. Some people ain't nothing but a bunch of junk to God.
That's right.
Now, he talked about three other things. Wood. Proverbs 26. Now I'm getting through this. Y'all getting what I'm getting out of this?
Yes, sir.
I want some gold. I want some silver. I want some precious stone. But look at Proverbs 26. You know what it's? Do you know what wood speaks of? That's all this gossip going on. You know some people's words don't mount to a hill of beans. When you get over there, you know what he said? He said every idle word. Look at Proverbs 26. Y'all get this? Look at verse 20 with me. We've read this once before, but I want to read it again. Proverbs 20 and 26. Everybody got it? I hope you're ready. Amen. Now, that ain't what I'm looking for. It's 26:20. Yeah, 26:20. I'm sorry. Now, look at verse 20, okay? Now, here's what he said. I didn't say this. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. Do you realize when you get on the phone and you start gabbing and gossiping, you know what that's going to be at the judgment seat of Christ? It's going to be a bunch of wood. He said, every idle word will be accounted for. So at the judgment seat of Christ, you're going to give an answer for what you've said and done. Did you hear that? You know you're going to stand before a righteous God, and he's going to say, you ain't nothing but a bunch of wood. That's why when you get somebody to stop that, the fire goes out. But if you get five or six on the phone talking, that'll keep it going, man. That fire keep burning. Some people are like this. Throw another log on the fire. They like to add to what's already messed up. And you know what it's going to be? It's going to be judged one day at the judgment seat of Christ. You're going to give an answer because that wood is a bunch of gossip. The Bible said don't go around house to house telling things that ought not to be told. Did you hear me? You are going to give. You're going to give an answer. You understand? You're going to give an answer. I'm going to give an answer. I'm going to give an answer for everything I've ever preached. Do you understand that? This is a serious thing, this judgment seat of Christ. You're going to give an answer for your emotion, but you're going to give an answer for what you said. The things you hurt people with. Hey, your mouth that you hurt people with. You know how most people's hurt? It's hurt with the mouth.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You're hurt with your mouth. You understand? That's why he said no man can tame it. I've hurt more people with my mouth than I have with my fist. I've hurt more people with my mouth than I have slapped them and hit them. You know, words hurt people.
Right.
You know what the Bible says in Proverbs 15, verse 1? Angry words, grievous words, it stirs up strife. Hey, we need to stop that. We need to quit it. We need to quit that. You know why? Because you're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ one day and give an answer for everything you ever said.
Amen.
That's why you need to get it right here tonight.
Right.
Before you got to get it right up there.
Amen.
Because if you get it right here, you won't have to be talking about it up there. If you say you're sorry now, you won't have to say you're sorry up there. Y'all getting this? This is a serious thing tonight. You might not think it's serious, but the judgment seat of Christ. Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, we should try to persuade men. And you and I are trying to persuade you tonight. You better be right with God. He could come tonight. You could give an answer. What would you be tonight? You died right now. You say, I'm saved. What do you got for God? Gold? Silver? Got any precious stone? Or what are you saying? I got a bunch of wood? My goodness. Look at it again, 1 Corinthians 3. I think we need to be talked to like this every once in a while. Notice what he says. He says, wood, number two, hay. You know what hay speaks of? You know what hay is? Hay ain't nothing but grass. Let me show you something. 1 Peter. Let me show you what hay speaks of. You know what it speaks of? It speaks of man's glory. See, up there, man's glory is not going to count. Man's glory, you know what it is on this earth? It's nothing but hay. You know what you do with hay? I'll tell you what you do with hay. You cut it down. Look at 1 Peter. Look at verse, if you would, verse 24. For all flesh is as what? Grass. And the glory of man as the flower of the grass. Y'all see that? The grass withered and the flower thereof falleth away. You see, he says, look, you know what some people's going to have? All they're going to have is the glory of God here. All they're going to have. You know, he said, some men, he said, you know, he said, do your, like the Pharisees, what they like to do, they like to do things seen of men.
Yeah, right. Amen.
They like men to see them do stuff. They like to give. That's why he said, do your all. He said, don't do your all for men to be seen of men.
Right.
Some men give because they want to be seen. You know what they do? They have their glory. Some people want me to come around and say, you know what? You're sure doing a good job here at the Victory Baptist Church. Nothing wrong with me doing that. But if your motive is for me to do that, you know what that is? It's a bunch of hay.
Amen.
And God's going to cut it all down one day at the judgment seat of Christ. You understand? He said the glory of man's like grass. It's just there a minute. And then you just come and you just cut it away. God's going to cut her down. Amen. Hey, all these preachers getting all this. And listen, these big wigs. I was looking in the paper the other day. General, all them big wigs, they won't have nobody like me to preach. They won't have nobody like you to preach. They all preach for each other. They're having this big pastor's conference out in Hammond. And they got all them guys, all them big guys that can't preach a lick. And they all, and then they go from there, and then they go down to Walkertown. They go down there, they go here, they go there. And listen, I don't care what they say. Most of them guys can't preach.
Right.
And all they do is get a big bunch of glory, get 4,000 or 5,000 people out to hear them. And they have their day. And you know what? That's going to be a bunch of hay, wood, and stubble one day. You know why?
Amen.
Foundation's wrong.
Right, that's right. Amen.
Motor's wrong. Amen. And a lot of them guys, listen, their churches are not separated. Let me go farther than that. You can't have a separated church and have 3,000.
Amen.
Let me say this, you can't hardly have 500 and have a separated church.
Right.
And you know what it is? They ain't got no gold in the church. And then most of them, listen, their soul winning tactics is so messed up, it's a bunch of stubble.
Yep. Uh-huh.
It's not silver. Right. It's not of anything of a value. It's not anything that's going to count one day. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, it just ain't going to count. Hey, you know, a lot of them, they think they got some precious stones. But you know what they got? Let me tell you what they got. They got one of them Sardonians. One of them fake diamonds.
Yeah.
It looks like the real thing when it ain't.
Yeah. Amen. You're right.
That's what they got. And when they get to the judgment seat of Christ, you know what God's going to do? He said every man's work is going to be made manifest. God's going to show us what their motive was.
Right.
We'll all stand there. Did you hear me? We'll all stand there. You'll stand there while I'm being judged. You know what God's going to say? Okay, here's spirit. Here was your motive. And every time my motive was wrong, I want to give an answer for that.
Yeah.
That's pretty serious business, ain't it?
Amen.
Here was your motive for preaching that night. Your motive was sensual. Your motive wasn't right. You understand? I'm going to give an answer to that, and so are you. What's your motive for coming to church tonight?
Right.
I'm only here because you'd have been mad if I wouldn't have been here. Wrong motive.
Yeah.
You ought to be here because you love God. Right motive.
Yeah.
Right foundation.
Right.
Amen. That's the right foundation.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Did you hear me? Did you know, hey, it's like you going to school. If your motive for going to school is to learn to be a smart aleck, and I know more than everybody else, what you got a bunch of hay with stuff. But if you're going there and your motive is, I want to be a great man of God where I can exalt you and people can get saved, I'm telling you, that's the right motive. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Amen. It's something of a value. But you know, a lot of people got, I'll tell you what they got. They got a bunch of wood. They got a bunch of hay,
right.
A bunch of grass.
You're right.
Now let me show you, when you cut that grass down a little while, you know what it starts doing? It starts stinking. Get you a bunch of grass and put it in a bag.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of summer, about June, just put it there in June, and then about the end of August, open it up. Stir it up real good. You know what? It stinks. That's all a lot of people's got. Is something that stinks. Amen. Now stubble. Now you know what that is? You know what stubble is? They go in there and get all that wheat stuff out of the field and all the junk left in that field. You know what it was called? The stubbles. Amen. In other words, you know what it is? It's stuff that you leave in the field.
Yeah.
Anybody know what the field is?
Yeah.
The world. Everything you accumulate, you know what it is tonight in the eyes of God? Bunch of stubble. Some people will say, I had two houses. He says, well, let me show you what you get for that. Stubble.
Right.
Some people have things. Hey, I tell you, we do a lot of stubble, don't we? Amen. Hey, it's going to be left in the field one day. It's going to be left in the field. Did you hear me? It's going to be left in the field. It's all going to be left here. Anything you do here ain't going to count at the judgment seat of Christ as far as being rewarded. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you, Bill Gates, if he's saved, and supposedly he is. I read where he's supposed to be saved. Hope he is. But now, he ain't going to get up there. I seen the other day, he said he's worth $53 billion. It's the seventh year in a row he's been the richest man in the world. You don't think he's going to get up there and say, now, I was worth $53 billion. And God says, it take God's breath. God says, I can't believe that. You got almost as much as I do. Ain't the way it works. You know what that all that thing's going to be?
Yeah.
Bunch of stubble. You know, he could take that and give us, say, 500,000 of that. God might reward him with something of a value.
Yeah.
He's always going around there and helping some aides, and that's good. Hey, that's wonderful. I'm glad he does. But if he's Christian, he ought to be helping some church. Don't you believe that?
Amen.
He ought to be doing something for God. You can say, why? Because the rest of that ain't nothing but a bunch of stubble. Y'all getting a lesson?
Amen.
You can't get nobody to see how serious this is.
Right.
This is a serious thing. Now notice something. He says it's going to be tried. That word tried means it's going to be tested. Did you hear? Now, fire is always the judgment of God. God, at the white throne of judgment, God is the one that's going to test it. And it's going to be tested by God's judgment. Now let me say this. His judgment is fair. It'll be a fair judgment. You're going to get a fair reward. I'd hate to think. Can you imagine being up there and everything you've done was Haywood and stuff. But you know, he said they're still saved. As by fire. As by judgment. Only because God's doing the judging.
Yeah.
It's the only reason you're saved. God's showing you, still showing you mercy. You understand, God, he said, Every man's work is going to be manifested. Every man's work is going to be tried to what sort it is, what it's made of. Amen. You know what I said? I used to preach years ago. You might have heard me tell that I used to preach this message on the three little pigs. Oh, yeah. See, in the Bible, you know, in the Bible, see, the devil is as a wolf. He's as a wolf. You know that, right? You've heard that. Devil's a wolf. We've got scripture show that. Amen. Now, I said, you know what the first little pig did? Here's what the first little pig did. He said, I'm going to build me a house. He said, I'm going to build mine out of wood. And the wolf come along. And here's what he said. He said, knock, knock, knock. And he said, who is it? He said, it's the wolf. And the pig says, you can't come in. He said, if you don't let me in, I'm going to huff, I'm going to puff, and I'm going to blow your house down with every window doctor. You getting it? And so, because he built it out of wood, so the devil blow, and he goes, and that wood house crumbles. So another pig says, well, I ain't going to do that way. I'm going to make mine out of hay. And so he goes, gets him some hay, and boy, I mean, he packs that thing with mud, and he gets in there, and he puts a door on it. Here comes the wood. And he says, let me in. He says, you can't get in my house. This is made, and I mean it's made good. I've got this straw. I've got this hay packed down. I've got mud in it. He said, if you don't let me in, he said, I'll huff and puff and blow your house down with every window doctor. And so he goes, and the house is knocked down. Then here comes another pig. He says, well, I'll just take what's left over from that hay and make me one. And so the wolf comes along and blows his house down. But then, read about the fourth pig. So I had a fourth pig. And here's what this pig said. He said, I'm going to build my house out of gold, silver, precious stone. And the big bad wolf come and said, let me in. And he said, if you don't let me in, I'll huff and puff and blow your house down with every window doctor. He says, go ahead, blow on. And so the wolf's blowing and blowing and blowing. And you know what? That was 2,000 years ago. He's still blowing tonight.
Yeah, baby.
Because ours is made out of good stuff. Yeah. Devil can't get us.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, man, he can't get anything. You bet out of right material.
Amen.
See, oh, here's what a lot of people did. They've built their whole life out of hay, wood, and stuff.
Right.
You know what that stuff does? Watch. Gold. See, you can burn it, but it'll still be there. It'll be in liquid form. Silver, precious stone, but haywood stubble burns up just like that. Some people's whole life is made up of wood, haywood stubble. That's why their kids are being burnt and going to hell. Because their whole life is based on that. You say, well, I'm saved, I'm in church. Is your kid saved and in church? Yeah. Say, I got mine here tonight. They ain't but three or four, they ain't but two. You know what, if you don't watch it, here's what you'll do. You'll build your house upon hay, wood, and stubble, and the devil gets your kids.
Yeah, right.
Because hay, wood, and stubble can burn up.
Amen.
And you're saved just as by fire. You see what I'm saying? Hey, man, y'all getting a lesson here tonight. Listen to me. This is going to be a day. Now, notice something else. Now, watch this. Look at verse 15. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. Suffer loss. You ever see that? But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now let me tell you something. Some people are going to suffer loss. That word suffer has the thing about it as not very pleasant. Some pain. You realize there's going to be some pain at the judgment seat, right? Why do you think it says God, it says there's no tears in heaven, but it says God's going to wipe away tears? That's because the judgment seat of Christ takes place. And after the judgment seat of Christ, you know what God's going to do? He's going to wipe away tears. Why is he wiping away tears? Because there's suffering there. Because there's regrets there.
Yeah.
There's judgment there. Anytime you get judged, you're going to have some suffering. And you know what? Some people are going to suffer loss. And I've taught this before. That word L-O-S-S, everybody see that? You can use this sometime if you want to. I've used it many times. Used it with a Church of God. Now watch this. If you take that, 1 Corinthians 3, and then you take the prodigal son. Now here's what they try to do, and that guy tried to do it the other day too. Let me show you what I mean. Just keep your place there. Now turn to Luke 15. Some of you have never seen this before. I'll show it to you. Luke 15. Now here's what they'll do to you if you ever try to tie you up. I'll show you this. Luke 15. Now what they'll say, everybody knows what it's about. It's about a son leaving his father, right? So what they do, they'll say, see, here's a guy that lost his salvation because he was with his father and he left his father. And look at verse 24. He comes home. Here's what he says. For this is my son was dead and is alive again. He was what? Lost and is found. And they begin to be married. Now, you see that word lost? Now look back at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, make sure you get there. Now look at verse 15. Shall suffer loss. You see there's two different spellings there. Lost and lost. Here's what it said. You can read this in a dictionary. All right, now let me show you the difference. That word L-O-S-S, it means it can't be found or regained. That's what it means. Paul said that I count all but done. He said, I count it all lost that I might win Christ. You see, you'll never have a chance to ever regain a reward. Yeah. You suffer loss. Now watch this. That word L-O-S-T, it means to be misplaced and a potential to be found. I said I lost my keys one time down on the couch. Didn't find them for like 4 years. It really wasn't lost. But they were misplaced. I said, that prodigal son, probably got away from his father. But listen, he was lost. Thank God he wasn't L-O-S-S.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Because if you ever get out of L-O-S-S, you ain't getting found.
Yeah.
You ain't getting regained. See, when you was lost, what it meant, you had a potential to be found.
Yeah. Amen. That's good.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Get that?
Man. That's good.
See, they both say lost. One means to be found. Other means you ain't going to find it. One means it has potential to be regained. Another means you never going to regain it. You know what you're going to do with the subject? Just receive Christ.
Right.
You're going to suffer loss. No potential to ever get it again.
Yeah.
Woo! Boy, I think about that is scary.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could just keep on teaching on this. Amen. Now listen. He says, but himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? That the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Let me stop right there and I want to tell you this. See, on that day, it'll be that judgment day, and there'll be a suffering of that day. We'll be judged to what motive, what foundation. You understand? And all that's going to, and we're going to suffer loss. Some of us are going to suffer loss. But you know what he said? Yet you shall be saved.
Yeah.
I'm glad this judgment here. I'm not judged whether I'm saved or not.
Amen.
Because I've already been judged whether I'm saved.
Right.
If you're not saved tonight, you're not getting saved then.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Amen. Like I told you this morning, you already heard that guy, and I hope you get one of them CDs. When I told him, I said, you really believe you can lose salvation? He said, sure. I said, wouldn't you be better off for me to come kill you right now? If a man could lose salvation, wouldn't it be good for somebody to kill him while he's saved?
Amen.
Tell that to somebody sometime. Say, you believe you can lose salvation? Yeah. Wouldn't you be better off if I killed you right now? Are you saved right now? Yeah, I'm saved right now. It'd be better for me to just kill you that way, because you've got a potential going to hell if you lose it.
Amen.
But through all of this judgment, you know what he said? He said, but he himself shall be saved. You understand? This will have nothing to do with salvation. I'm glad of that. But I do want this. I want to be gold to God.
Amen.
I want to be silver to God.
Yes, amen.
I want to have some precious stones for God. Amen. Amen. Let's stand tonight. I know I've been a little long preaching tonight. Not that long, about 45 minutes, I think. But I know we don't have many. We got a lot of people out. But I'm going to tell you, this thing, the judgment seat of Christ, is more than you think it is. You understand that? It is more than you think it is. You are going to be judged. You are going to be judged. What's your motive? Is all you've got is a bunch of hay? All you've done is a bunch of wood, gossip? Is that all you've ever done? All you got is a bunch of stubble to leave behind. Amen. Amen. See, that's why when in the book of Ruth, when you got that word threshing floor, that's where they judge the wheat. And we're wheat. God's going to take you to the threshing floor someday. Amen. You're going to be judged. Amen. Just go ahead and play something.